Recognizing what got you to this point will help you determine a way forward. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about how to learn from the past to create a focus for walking out our place in purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to offer a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of hope to make the choices for investing in our little bit of possibility living. Because it all happens a little bit at a time. I am Catherine Lang, Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, here to dare your heart to dream big and live out your dreams by pursuing your unique little bits. Little bits make a difference. They make a difference for good, and they make a difference for not so good. I left a dish in the sink the other day. Now, I was only going to walk into the other room for a second, so I put some water in there to let it soak, and when I came back in from the other room, there was another dish there. Someone had come behind me and left a second dish. And when I came back, I didn't want to get the two dishes. Because that's how it is, right? We don't want to do somebody else's work. So, and then I didn't want to look like I wasn't trying to do somebody else's work, so I just left them both. And then somebody came behind me and left another dish. And that's how the little bits add up for the bad. I could beat myself up for that one dish that I left. And believe me, my husband could nag me about leaving the dish, because he does. But he's not going to change what I did. It doesn't matter how much he nags me or how much I beat myself up. Instead, I have to make the choice to learn from what I did, or in this case, what I didn't do. And I have to let that lesson move me forward. When you're creating the habit for living your place in purpose, you will need to learn from where you've been, and you'll have to recognize what you did or didn't do to get to that point. And then you make a plan that will allow you to repeat the actions for the good and shift the actions away from the bad results. When you learn from what lies in the past and you adjust as necessary, then you take away the power the past has to hold you down or to hold you back from where you want to go. Determine today to review where you have been so you can create a way to move forward into your unique place and purpose. It's not always easy to let go. The more you felt at the top of your game during that moment, the more you want to hold on to that moment, even if holding on to what was there holds you back from what could be. But we don't only hold on to the good moments. We have a tendency to grasp tight to the bad choices and the bad decisions and the bad moments, and we let those have control as well. Today is the day you accept the past by making the choice to learn from it and then leave it behind. You have to leave it behind. That's where it belongs. That's why it's the past. Only when you accept the past will you be in a position to let go so you can move forward into all your possibilities. So first, confront your decisions. Look the past right in the eyes and be honest about how that decision got you to this point. The best way to brave the past is to face it head on. I've mentioned before how I've struggled with my weight, and it hasn't been so much a struggle as it has been a one little bitty choice after the next, and they weren't good choices either. And I would like to blame the issue on my genes, and by that I mean my genetic composition, not the material. Although when you have trouble with one, you often have trouble with the other. And I would like to blame my issues on the actions of others, you know, the people that made the food or the clothes or the rules that we have to live by now. And I would also like to blame the issues on a lot of my feelings or about the things that I have had to deal with or not dealt with. But the issue is truly me. It's my choice. My choices, my choice, and my focus. Each choice in my past has made a mark on my today. And until I completely embrace the truth, I will allow the past to hold me back. You have to choose to confront the decisions you have made if you're going to move from where you are. Second, you have to move out. You have to refuse to stay where you are. Refuse to live in the moments of your past, whether they're good or they're bad. It helps to have a record of your journey so you can review what has happened. A journal of your past can also be used against you, though, so be aware. Until you make the choice to move on, you're going to be stuck where you are. Now, I kept a journal for most of my life, and for the longest time, it was simply a day-to-day account of what had happened. And the more I began to dig into the Word, the more my journal shifted to a focus on what I was discerning from my reading and the revelations I was receiving and even the encounters I was having and how they were directing me. When I hit moments of struggle and confusion, I have the information that I can utilize to remember where it worked last. And it also helps me see where I've been staying in one track instead of moving into what could be. So you need to find your way to move on. The third thing is to be real. You could ignore the past. You really could. I mean, we do it all the time, but it doesn't stop the past from existing. Things don't go away because you choose not to admit they were there. Instead, ignoring the past will give the past control over the future. If you're going to break through the past and break free of its hold, you have to make the choice to face it. It doesn't matter if the hold is good. I mean, it doesn't matter if what you were facing was something that was good. It doesn't matter if you admit it has a hold on you. Whatever's going on in the past is going to limit where you move if you don't let it go. You have to be honest about the past experiences, and you have to be honest about the choices you made that have created the experiences. The only way to learn from the past is to be honest about it. The fourth thing is all about skipping the repeats. Don't keep doing it over and over again. The only thing worse than ignoring the past is repeating it while still expecting different results. Nothing changes until you make the choice for change. And you can't make the choice for change as long as you continue to do what you did. Change for tomorrow requires change in today's actions that will move you from yesterday's choices. Finally, you have to face the fear. The past is going to loom large, and it's going to demand your attention, and these two things can fuel fear. So you have to come to a place where you refuse to allow the experiences of the past to scare you out of taking your step today. Over 3 decades ago, I had someone tell me that I was fat and my pants were ugly. Now, he had determined what was a positive image, what was good, and I didn't fit his mold. The words he used were in my past. They're in my past, but they haunt me. Even today, they still try to haunt me. For 3 decades, they were telling me what I could do and what I could wear and even what I could be. Every time I looked in the mirror when doubt was hanging around, even a little bit of doubt, if there was anything hurting my heart in that moment, it would be his words that I would hear when I looked at my reflection. It would be his words that would dictate my path. And even the fear of someone else sharing those words or having the chance to share those words, it would taunt me. It would dance around in my head, and it would be enough to keep me from going out and doing something, anything. I didn't want to take a step into my possibilities because I feared those words. Now, a couple of years back, I was giving a talk. I was giving a presentation. I was talking about the importance of laughter in our lives and how laughter creates possibility living. And then someone in the audience asked me to show by example. I was explaining the laughing game, you know, where you put your head on somebody else's stomach and you laugh. And well, anyway, they wanted me to show them how it works. My gut reaction, no pun intended, was not to, because It was going to make me very vulnerable. I was going to have to let someone put their head on my stomach. I was going to have to let other people stare at my stomach. It was not something I wanted to do. And I risked having someone telling me I was fat yet again. But I swallowed the fear. And even right now, it's giving me chills talking about it. But I pushed forward, and it took the presentation to the next level. And by pushing past the fear and by facing the fear in that moment, I was able to take a step into my future. I was able to move past those words of the past, even though they still try to haunt me. It gave me power over them in the moment. And I was there in that moment, experiencing laughter with people I barely knew, and it brought us together. It took me to a place where fear wasn't allowed to dictate the journey. So you have to refuse the fear. It's up to you to accept the past and learn from the past so that you can push past the fear that's trying to grow up. If you're going to be in a position to move forward, then you have to go and push past the past. You're designed to thrive in this world, and even despite the world. The choices you made may have gotten you to this place. They did get you to this place, but they are not the last choice you will make. And you can't allow those choices to be the very things that keep you from moving forward. When you make the choices that allow you to accept your past, then you will be positioned to step into your possibilities. Confront your decisions. Move out from the past. Be real about your choices. Skip the repeats. And refuse the fear. Make the choices that will let you learn from where you've been, but refuse to focus on those choices to the point that you allow them to drag you down, to hold you back, or to dictate your now. The past is behind. Leave it there and push forward. You are where you are because you have made the choices that led you here. And you have a unique design. And the choices that you made and the choices that you make each little bit and each day, that's how you're going to reach your design. You have to determine to make your way forward. Today's challenge is just about that. It's about releasing the past so you can create your future. One, write down the choices that you believe are holding you back. Two, review why they are holding you back. Three, find one little bit you can do right now to move beyond. It is simple, but it is a choice that you have to make, and the choices of the past will do all they can to hold you where you are. They will do all they can to keep you pushed back into that past where you were instead of moving into your possibilities. They will make it look like moving forward is impossible. But when you make the choice to face it, nothing is impossible. When you learn from the past, then you can choose to move past it, and the impossible becomes possible. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are moving into our possibilities and taking bold steps one little bit at a time. I look forward to hearing your stories of purpose and of focused living and how you're facing your past. Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page, or watch and listen to the past episodes. All of these episodes come from the book Place in Purpose. And you can engage over at growinghoperadio.com. You can live your possibilities if you make the choice to learn from the past and move on. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. And Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.